Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and praise the Lord. God bless you, my Stars of Heaven Network listeners. What a blessing it is to be with you here in a new season. As we are hours away from a new dispensation, hallelujah, of grace, hallelujah, in the times and seasons that Father God has placed in his own hands. And I tell you what a blessing it is to be here with you on the Stars of Heaven Network for the premiere broadcast of August Offering. And I tell you, it's always a blessing to be here with you, to break bread, to fellowship with you, and sharing what thus said the Lord. Amen, the word of the Lord. And I tell you, I'm so blessed to be here to minister just a premier broadcast in what the Lord is saying. And I tell you, I am still being blessed from the ninth year anniversary celebration of the Bride of Christ Women's Ministries and all of its birthings. And I want to thank all of you who joined me in the celebration of Bride of Christ Women's Ministries, as well as celebrating my salvation and the day that I gave my heart to the Lord. And I tell you, that's why I'm here. I'm here as a new creation. Glory be to God, as a new creature in Christ Jesus. And I tell you, I'm excited about that. Amen. And really excited about what this offering is speaking and saying. And for those of you who are following me on my Facebook and my Twitter feed, I did have the message that I was going to minister on, and I'm still going to do that. The message series, The Way of the World, I'm going to release that on my message feed, and I'm going to come to you from Lisa Marie's therapeutic sessions, because I have all that planned out. I already had it, you know, the Lord has already gave it to me, so I'm just definitely going to release that as during this offering. But as I was praying about, you know, and preparing the montage for The Way of the World, those that are whole need no physician, glory be to God, he dropped this in my spirit, and I'm glad he did, because what I'm experiencing, what I actually was, what was birthed in from the ninth year anniversary, was this this word about the eighth wonder. Glory be to God. And before I get into and lay the foundation of this offering about the eighth wonder, as we're celebrating and we're in the year of 2017, it really comes from and derived from the seven wonder. But when the Lord spoke to me eight, he said eight is the new beginning. And I tell you, I'm a believer, a strong believer in prophetic alignment, as I've been ministering and sharing for years about being on your prophetic wheel calendar, understanding the times and seasons in God for your life, staying in the rhythm and the flow of your own life, working out your own salvation with fear and trembling, amen, because that's the only thing we can do, amen, is get the beam out of our eye, that we may see clearly before we try to get the beam out of our brother's eye, amen. So I'm a strong believer in personalization, amen. We and I worship corporately, but it's a personal relationship that I have with Christ, amen. And that's why I so love about being a believer in Jesus Christ, being a Christian, amen, because it's personal. And the blessing of that is my liberty, amen, walking in the liberty wherewith Christ, hallelujah, had made me free, amen. So it's so much I need to get to. I want to get to this in this broadcast. And I'm not going to get ahead of myself, because I'm going to just take my time and build from, you know, this foundation. But what the Holy Spirit spoke to me in this offering of the Eight Wonder for August, and as it relates to eight, meaning new life, amen, it was birthed from the benediction of the closing ceremonies of the 90th anniversary, where I began to speak about the new dominion. And I tell you, it's here. It is. The reign of Christ is alive as well. And as the bride of Christ, amen, as his workmen, amen, his apostles, amen, his handmaiden, his church, we've been given that authority. And I tell you, now more than ever, I know that we're really moving into, and we are seeing now, the new heavens and the new earth, the new civilization, hallelujah, that I've been talking about for years, amen. And being a birther, that's what, you know, the Lord gets me to do. I birth things in the spirit, and the Lord said he watches over his word to perform it. So I'm really excited about this supernatural dominion that we are now in, we're seeing. And I'm excited about that, because in this new dominion, Jesus clearly declared in his teachings in the Beatitude that the meek shall inherit the earth. He and that meekness is, and that dominion is by what? Servitude. Amen. Jesus said, he that's greatest among you, let him what? Become your servant. Amen. So, you know, this thing about being the boss and titles and positions, really, you know, Jesus is the example. Amen. He was the showbread that showed us how the kingdom of heaven works. Amen. Which, again, is not of this world. Amen. So I'm praising and blessing God for the new creation. Amen. And that is the title of this offering, A New Creation, which is and speaks to what? The paradise of God. Amen. The new Eden. Amen. And I tell you, I'm so blessed to be able to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, which is the meaning of the month of August, of, amen. And now more than ever do we need to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, amen. And we are the church, amen. We are those living epistles. We are that lively stone, amen, our temple. You know, we carry the Ark of the Covenant within us. And when we allow the Holy Spirit to come into our heart and we receive His word, we receive them as our personal Lord and Savior. Amen. So I tell you, it's Jesus and Him crucified, and it's Jesus and His resurrection. And that's what I'm going to focus on right now. And at the top of this broadcast is understanding how important it is to have an ear to hear. And as I share with you in my introduction, our hearing is directly connected to our heart. Amen. David said, amen, thy word have I hidden in my heart, am I not sinned against thee. Amen. And again, sin is the problem. Sin has always been the problem. Amen. The seven deadly sins. Amen. Jealousy, hate. Amen. The Word of God said, whosoever hated his brother is a murderer. Amen. And we can murder people by slandering them. Amen. With our mouth. Amen. And so the purpose of Jesus coming. Amen. The purpose of Father God coming in the flesh, amen, and sending His only begotten Son and the likeness of sinful flesh is to redeem us, amen. And everything Jesus did, He did by love, amen. Everything God did, amen, in His plan of salvation was by what? Love, amen. And that's why I'm still going to really minister on this, on that message series, The Way of the World, because God so loved the world. Amen. And that message series is still in my spirit. Amen. God so loved the world. Amen. That message series is really about the appeal to those who don't know Christ. And I'm really excited about sharing that. But the new creation speaks to beyond the seventh day. Amen. In 7 days, God 6 days God created the heaven and the earth, and then 7 days he rested. But the eighth day, amen, is the eighth day of the new man, which is the Holy Spirit, Christ, amen. And I tell you, that eighth wonder speaks to the signs and the wonders, amen, that are given to us under the heavens, amen, that's given to us, that's manifested through us as believers, amen. And that's what Jesus said, that signs and wonders shall follow them that what believe, amen. Believe on the only begotten of the Father, Jesus, amen. And who believe in His name, amen. Who believe in the resurrected power, amen. Eight represents the divine spirit of God, amen. And what I so love about what the Lord is saying to me in this offering as it relates to the Stars of Heaven Network is how swiftly and quickly are things changing and shifting, amen, in the heavens. And that's all according to God's will. And the will of God is spelled out in His word, amen. The prophetic word of the Lord is that which was already spoken, amen. So I'm excited about the Supreme Being, the omnipotence of the glorious unveiling of His power and His deity. Amen. The Word of God said, for this reason was the Son of Man manifested, so that He may destroy the works of the devil. Amen. His appearing, His presence, amen, the anointing, because He's the anointed one, is very important in our life. Amen. So what I want to do is quickly go to my notes and share some things that I jotted down in this broadcast, for this broadcast, that I want to share with you. And one of the things the Lord had given me was basically the simplicity of the gospel, amen. Why I'm here, why He came, amen, why He was sent, why He willfully died for us. And that is to join us back to the Father, to reconcile us back to the Father. Amen. Because there's nothing we can do in our flesh, in our good works, in our good deeds, in our name, in our title, that can make us righteous. Amen. Can save us from ourselves and from the thing that drives us, that's beyond us. Amen. And again, the Lord has called us to be joined to one man, amen, and that's Jesus Christ, amen. That's who the Lord, Father God, gave as a sacrifice, amen, to take our place. And in this month of focusing on hearing from God, the Word of God says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And that's the thing that I'm going to focus on right now, is hearing God. Amen. And one thing that is important for you to understand is that the enemy is always trying to cause to have dumb and deaf spirits. Amen. There's things that can lock up our hearing. Amen. And one way is sin. Another one is pride. Amen. That's why he said the meek shall inherit the earth. And as I began to study the tribe of this month, Simon, that was one of Israel's problems, amen. And Jesus came to teach us in a very simplistic way the ways of God, amen, the ways to the kingdom, the ways to the Father, amen. And that was through Matthew, the 13th chapter, the 13th through the 15th verse, where Jesus said he would speak to this people in what parables. Jesus used the earth. He used examples to speak to people, to get them to understand that the way to heaven was not only simple, amen, and through simple obedience, but that if they had a heart, if their heart was not hardened, amen, that they would be able to see the kingdom of heaven. So not only is our hearing connected to our heart, is connected to our sight. Amen. As Jesus said in the Beatitudes, only the pure in heart shall what? See God. And I tell you, when I share with you about the good men of the house, it is that goodness of the Lord that leads us to the repentance. It is that goodness that dispels evil. Amen. And so what we need to be doing and understanding right now is doing that soul search and being honest with ourselves, that if we were to quit the walks of this life, where would you go? Where would you spend eternity? Amen. Because God created heaven and he created hell. And so it's really important to know and be honest with yourself and receive the spirit of truth, which will cut through and sever anything that will keep you separated from God. Amen. And so the spirit of truth is the thing that the Lord and preached and teach when he was here on the earth. Now, one of the scriptures that he gave me for this broadcast was Colossians. He gave me Colossians because he said in this dominion that he was speaking to those who are walking worthy, amen, and he extolled us that we walk worthy of the Lord and to all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, and to all the patience and long-suffering with joyness. Amen. In Colossians, he said, giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance in the saints of light, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had to translate us into the kingdom of his dear Son. He said, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even through forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Glory be to God. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And the 18th verse, he says, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. Amen. Firstborn from the dead. That means once you confess Jesus Christ, accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior in your heart, and you received the gift of the Holy Ghost, amen, he became the first fruit, amen, of your new life. Glory be to God, that in all things he may have what? The preeminence. must be first. Amen. So I tell you, this broadcast is really also a call for you to receive him. Amen. It's the clearing call. This is the day of qualification. Amen. And you hearing his voice and what I'm preaching and what I'm speaking, that you harden not your heart. Amen. Because no man knoweth the hour or the time of the day when the Son of Man shall appear. Amen. And when he gave me Colossians, he said that this dominion that is coming about is not only by the household of faith in the true church, but by all those who he has willed for his purpose. Amen. And he said that is by the calling forth of the remnant from the four corners of the earth. And as Jesus said, I have many sheep that's not of this fold that he also must bring. Amen. And so at the end of the day, what we should be striving for is living in peace. Amen. And that's why he said, on these two commandments hang the prophets and the law. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. Those two commandments is all the commandments we need to live by. I love the word. I love the prophetic word of the Lord. I love everything that the kingdom of God represents. But it was on those two. He said, hang it. Forget it. Let it go. The prophets and the law. Amen. Love. Love fulfills the law. Amen. And as I often share with you, you wake up in the morning and you keep that as your motivation. A lot of stuff wouldn't be happening, amen. And again, love cuts to the core of really what's going on, amen. Many people don't love themselves. That's why they can't love their neighbor, amen. So when we are perfected by the love of Christ, amen, by the love of the Father, and that's what being saved for me is all about, being spiritual for me is all about, is having communion with the Father, amen, knowing him in the pardon of my sins, amen. I'm not saying I haven't sinned and I don't have sins, amen, but my desire is to look like him, to be like him, because when he looks upon me, that's the only thing he want to see is the blood, amen. The only thing he want to see, expect to see, is his son, amen. And so that's how we are identified as believers. Now, the Lord spoke to me about the new creation and the paradise of God. He said that the paradise of God, to be able to be caught up into the third heaven. This is why he gave me the eighth wonder. He said, I'm really releasing to my people a double portion. I'm opening up new realms of glory to my people. And this has really been a reality check for me, amen, in the ninth year celebration as I move forward, because a lot of things the Lord is having me go back to, amen, to my foundation, a lot of things that he's updating me on, giving me new revelation on, amen, and that will help me advance the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God in my life, right where I live. And the thing that I'm being careful of is not to try to advance the kingdom of heaven, which is manifested through my ministry, through my life, in a way that is he's not leading me to. Amen. And I'm a strong believer, and I encourage you to let the Lord lead you and guide you in whatever he's called you to do. Amen. And manifesting his kingdom on earth or his will according to your vocation, according to your location, that the Lord will use you for his glory. But what I want to read quickly is 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, because he gave me this, and about us being able to be caught up with him is by hearing, as I shared with you before, and hearing the right word. Amen. At thy word, Peter said, he will let down his net for a drop. Only at his word. And so that means you have to make sure you're hearing the right word. Amen. Not by way of itching ears, not by way of your goals. Amen. But by way of his will. And 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the 3rd through the 5th verse says that, "And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God know it." Now, when Paul made this statement, he was saying that he was caught up. And when he was hearing from God, he didn't know whether he was in the body or out of the body. Only God knows. And I tell you, that lets you know that when you are hearing from God, amen, you know it's God, whether you're having, whether you're caught up into the third heavens or not, or whether it's an open vision, you just know it's God. The 4th verse says how that he was caught up unto paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for man to utter. Amen. And that's what he was speaking to me. He said, I gave you the 8th wonder, which represents the Godhead bodily, because I'm preparing to release a heavy, heavy anointing upon the body of Christ, the members of the body of Christ. And he said, this heavy anointing, amen, is going to catch you up, amen. Many of us are in a place of restoration where God is restoring us, and he said, I'm going to catch you up to the third heavens, to my throne, and the things that you're going to hear, amen, it's going to be things that only I will tell you. As he said before, blessed are ye that you hear, and you have eyes to see, that many righteous men desire to hear these things and see those things and can't see them. Amen. So I'm releasing that word to you, that the Lord is preparing to release a heavy anointing to catch us up. Amen. Because of the things that are happening in the earth realm, and because of the attacks of the enemy, he's releasing this anointing. And he said that the 8th wonder, amen, which represents his Holy Spirit, is coming to shake some things, amen, to uproot some things, amen. And so he said that dominion and that power that's going to work through you, and it's going to work at your word, as you speak my word, will be manifested according to the power that worketh in you. Amen. Again, God is not just going to override us and do whatever, he wants to do with us, and our lifestyle not such. Amen. And I'm not saying that God can't cover our stuff, because we are justified by faith and he justifies us. But I'm saying that we have to be careful what power that you get caught up in. Amen. As God manifests his power, you have to be aware of signs and lying wonders. Amen. Because that's the opposite of what God is preparing to release through you, through me. Glory be to God. And one of the things that the Lord began to share with me and warn me about is that how the devil does not want anything or anyone to govern by maturity. Amen. He says it's important that we prepare to eat meat. He said many of you are still drinking milk. And he said, I desire you to eat meat. Even Paul said, there's many things I would have to speak to you, but I cannot, for you're not able to bear it. Amen, to bear it. So one of the things that the enemy is doing is arresting people, amen, halting their, not only their deliverance, but their growth, amen, because you're hearing the wrong word, amen. You're being deceived, bewitched by false doctrine, amen, those who are not properly aligned with God, with Father God. But Father God, by relationship, amen. So you have to be careful not only what you hear, but how you hear. Because again, the 10 spies came back with an evil report, amen. And that's the thing that God is dealing with many of us on right now, is our heart, amen. Faith cannot come by our hearing unless our heart is right. Amen. And that means a lot of doubt has to be uprooted. Disappointments of the past, the things that I've been believing God for that I haven't seen come to pass yet, and how the devil would say, oh, it's not going to happen. Yes, it will. Amen. And we just can't put God on a timeline. Amen. He said one day is 1,000 to the Lord, and 1,000 years is one day. Amen. So I'm encouraging you in this time to stay and be in the will, or get in the will of God. That's the perfect place to be. Amen. And when he gave me this about the arrest of the of maturity, I'm reminded of a message that I preached about not being hammered by the bull. Amen. And in that message, don't be hammered by the bull, it was speaking of how the children of Israel built a golden calf because they were impatient. Amen. As Moses was on the mount getting the commandment of the Lord, how they got tired and grew weary, and they built the golden calf. And how the enemy wants to cut off our maturity. He wants to cut off our relationship with God. Amen. And that's why Paul said and declared that nothing would separate him from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. So you have to be careful that you to make sure that you're growing in the knowledge of him. Amen. Growing in the knowledge of the Lord by grace. Amen. And one of the things he was sharing with me is that the devil's kingdom and those who serve him hate good. Amen. This dominion that's clearly being manifested where you live, wherever he sends you, is going to be manifested by what? Good. And it's going to be represented in the earth realm by what? Justice. Amen. God is a God of justice. He's a fair God. He's a just God. Hallelujah. And I praise and thank God for that. And God is also a God of order. And the devil hates order. Amen. And we have to remember that our life is according to his holy order. Amen. God is not a God of confusion. Amen. Anybody who's in a position of authority that would entice you to do evil, amen, is not of God. Amen. Again, that's one of the things that I included in my montage that I share with you in July's offering, how we have the power, amen, through Jesus Christ dwelling in us, living in us, to transform, amen, those lowest levels of evil into good, amen. And that's what the Word of God says. Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with what? Good, amen. That's why he said, let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Amen. And on my montage, I also share with you how, as we celebrate this month of Av, represented by the tribe of Simon, how there were low points and there were some high points in that month. Amen. In this month, and again, one of the things that the Father wants to do is comfort us. Amen. That's why Jesus often spoke to the disciples that when he left, he would send the what? Comforter. Amen. And as I share with you in the coming days within the message, the way of the world, that's one of the things I'm really going to be emphasizing is understanding how the Comforter is here to comfort us. Amen. The Word of God said those that who live godly will suffer persecution. Amen. But he knows how to comfort us. Amen. That's why being filled with the Holy Spirit is so important. Amen. That's why it's so important to let God arise, that his enemies may be scattered, through our prayers, through our decrees, through our declarations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. And why it's so important to remember that Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, amen, and that the kingdoms of this world, amen, are now, not later on, now, are the kingdoms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. By who? Me and you, amen, amen, the church. So I'm really excited about what the Lord is saying, what he's doing. And if you have not, I encourage you to go to my website, brideofchrist.org, and you can look at the montage and receive some of the things that I have put on there to prepare you for the month ahead. And everything I know that the Lord is always doing is to keep us, amen, keep us in his will, amen, as the sheep of his pasture. And I'm going to quickly touch on this, and I'm going to open the next broadcast with this. the Lord called it the Jeweled City. Amen. And he gave me Revelation, the 21st chapter, the 11th through the 23rd verse, because he was saying that he's making up his crown. Amen. His crown jewels. And when he gave me this about the new creation, I was like, really, I don't want to say trance, but I felt like I was in a dreamlike state and having an open vision. And I saw, you know, that city. He gave me a glimpse of it. I saw it. I mean, you could read it in the Word of God, but when the Lord gives you open vision, it's like he took me there. And that's the only way I can describe it. It was like a jewel city. And when he gave me Revelation, the 21st chapter, I knew what he was saying. And so he's making up his jewels. Amen. We are his jewels, his crown jewels. And that's representative of the 12 angels. I mean, the gates, the 12 gates, the 12 angels, which what represents authority. Amen. And so I'm excited about the government of heaven. Amen. The administration of heaven, the fivefold ministry gifts. I'm excited about you. Amen. You have a part to play. You are important. Amen. Every member of the body is important. And I celebrate you. I praise God for you. I'm praying for you. Whatever God is placed you and set you as it had pleased him. Amen. It's my prayer that the Lord would anoint you afresh and anew at this time, in this 8th month. Glory be to God, as he make all things new. Amen. As the Word of God said, as any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have come new. Amen. And I tell you, that's easier said than done, because as we get older, amen, We have to learn what to take and what not to take, amen, what to leave behind and what we need to keep. And so this is really a time of checking your stock, amen, taking stock of really where you are, asking God to show you where you really are, amen. And I'm really saying, okay, Lord, if I really want to make it to heaven, I can't just go by what I think I am or who I think I am. And Lord, you show me who I am. And that's part of growth, and that's what I share with you in the celebration, is that I'm experiencing these growing pains, amen, but I'm staying on the potter's wheel, amen. And I tell you, it's that chiseling and that molding and making us, amen, is for his glory, amen. Because remember, we are going to a place where sinners are not going to be, amen. The saints of light is going to be there. We're going to be saints, amen. We're going to be redeemed. And so my holy convocations, me coming to you, sharing the word of the Lord with you, how I live my life, everyday life, amen, is a testament to where I'm going, to where you're going, amen. And again, Jesus, oh my God, Jesus said it so clearly that our works testify against us or for us. Amen. So I don't have to condemn. Amen. You don't have to condemn anyone or judge anyone. Amen. That's their plight. Amen. And that's why it's so important for us to work out of our own salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. And with the body of Christ, we have help. Glory be to God. We have help with our sisters and our brothers in Christ through the word, through prayer. Amen. Through fasting, through divine holy communion with God himself, because he's tabernacling with us, amen. And he can take us as high as we want to go, amen, as high as we can go, amen. And so it's my desire in the coming month to really share with you how you can allow the signs and wonders to follow you, amen. And that is by simplicity of the gospel. Amen. Keeping it simple. Amen. Because those are the things that's going to bear witness in heaven. The word, the blood. Amen. And the water. Amen. I think all three of those bear witness to heaven and earth. But I'm just so excited about this alignment, even in the earth realm and the universe. Which Jesus said, you know, that those signs in heaven and in earth, that is he coming, he's coming, the different weather that we're experiencing. So the word of the Lord is true. Amen. The prophetic word of the Lord is true. And what I so love about, and I want you to walk away with in this broadcast, is locating your word. Amen. What is he saying to your church? Amen. And making sure that you're connected and in fellowship with the right people, and that whatever leader that you're feeding from is truly a man or woman of God. Amen. And I'm so honored to be a voice. Amen. A prophetic voice the Lord has chosen, who's raised up as in the body of Christ to speak the oracles of God in the mystery. Amen. And that you might be edified. So with that, I'm going to close the broadcast before my time expires. I thank you so much for joining me for the premier broadcast of The Eighth Wonder, A New Creation. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to upload to my Facebook and my Twitter feed as always. And I'll be back to share with you the next airing of The Eighth Wonder. God bless you. May you enjoy the rest of your day. May the face of God shine upon you. The peace of God be with you. And I'm certainly wishing you Godspeed. Love you.